Karen Handel joins us now. Karen, great to talk to you. How are you?
I am doing super. Thanks so much for having me on today, Laura. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the race, the state of the race right now. Boy, the Democrats are hoping they can flip this district. It was it's a very difficult district in many ways for Republicans. A lot of Democrat voters there. A very narrow win, I believe, for Donald Trump in that district. What's the strategy against the very well-funded and young, 30 years old, Ossoff?
Look, I'll put my experience up against his any day of the week. And this is a campaign from the Ossoff folks that this guy keeps saying, Laura, that he's going to be accountable to the grassroots donors of his campaign. Yet 95% of those donors are Nancy Pelosi and members of the resistance movement from California, New York, and Massachusetts. They're not even Georgians, let alone residents of the 6th District. I am absolutely confident that the people of the 6th, they are not going to let Pelosi and her handpicked guy come in here and take a seat that has the legacy of great leaders like Tom Price, Johnny Isaacson, and Newt Gingrich. And I feel really good about where things are.
So the debate is being held a couple days, right? June 6th, you have one of the big debates?
Yes, the first debate is next Tuesday evening at 8 o'clock.
What are you hearing most from the Republican voters out there who are clearly frustrated that we haven't had more action in Congress? You go to Congress, people are going to rely on you to push the president's agenda. You weren't all that of enthusiastic supporter of Donald Trump, as I recall. I have a long memory on stuff like that, Karen, as you can imagine. So, but people are frustrated. They want this tax reform through. They want the Obamacare repeal through. They want this stuff pushed through. So how do you, as a new congresswoman, light a fire?
Well, people who know me know that I'm pretty fiery to start with. That's one thing you and I have in common. I think mostly that people want to see Republicans get down to business and get the job done. And that's what I bring to the table on this. You know, some people weren't thrilled about the version of the ACHA. But I will tell you this, allowing the exchanges to collapse and do nothing would have been completely irresponsible. So taking action, we got to get up every single day and be relentless about moving forward a conservative agenda for this country every day. And if we can get 10 yards, great. If we can get 50 yards, that's even better. But let's get something done every single day in advancing a conservative agenda that's going to get people better jobs, roll back the just completely irresponsible spending at the federal level.
Finally, we always hear this from people, by the way, and they never do it.
I know, but I think
we hear this all the time. Karen, it's so frustrating. Everything, I'm nodding. I agree with everything you say. Then they get here. It's like, well, let's go to lunch. I've never seen anything like it. That's just embarrassing.
I understand, and I see it when I'm up there. But one thing that people will tell you about me, and the people in the 6th District know this about me, I have never been a go-along-to-get-along kind of a person. I have a track record of being able to stand up and fight when it needs to happen, and a track record of getting things done despite having some real hurdles in front of me. So I'm ready for this challenge. I know the people of the 6th are going to come out in force for me, and they will be able to trust me to not get sucked in to the same old ways of Washington.
I have a question. The event that you all did with Trump, it was a private event, and I know it's kind of a split district there, and a lot of people don't like Trump, but a lot of people do like Trump. And my advice on stuff like that, and I'm just giving, you know, free advice here, you can't go kind of half in. You got to go full on. I mean, he's the president of the United States, so why are you hiding him under a bushel basket?
I guess I would disagree that that's what it was. The purpose of the
you didn't let anyone in except the private invitees, right? You got to get
because it was
why not have a rally with them? Have a big rally with them afterward.
We did have a rally at the NRA, and most of our people who would have been at a rally were at the NRA. It was amazing the incredible support for him in the room, and then we came from the NRA over to the fundraiser that, you know, frankly, raised a lot of money, and we needed that at the time. We are facing a tidal wave of cash from Pelosi, Bernie Sanders, from the resistance movement, and these are people who aren't even in this district. So I am thrilled that the president helped us raise so much money.
So are you?
He was incredible.
Are you? So you're not trying to downplay any association with Donald Trump in any ads or in any? Are you featuring him in any ads with you, or just keeping it Georgia?
I don't know if he's been in an ad from our side of things. I think I saw one from one of the outside groups. But look, I said on the primary night, it had to be all hands on deck, and it has been just amazing the amount of support and encouragement from the president, the vice president, Speaker Ryan, people here in Georgia, from the governor, the lieutenant governor, the speaker here, everyone in the legislature, all of our local elected officials, and importantly, the grassroots people on the ground who at the end of the day are going to be the voters. Everyone is united in making sure that we hold this seat for Republicans, because it's not about me. It's not, frankly, even about the president. It is about the people of the 6th District and having the best, most experienced individual in this seat representing them. And by far, that is me.
There was a concern about this new poll that came out, which I don't, again, given all the polls and where they were last fall, these polls mean nothing. But they're trying to put the polls out saying that he's opened up a 7-point lead on you, Survey USA poll last week.
Yeah, that poll was crap. There is a new one out today, and our internal polls and real polls that know how to do it. This race is neck and neck. It's all about turnout. You know this. You follow politics closely. These specials, it doesn't matter if there's a poll that has me up 20 points.
Yeah. So what is the turnout plan? How do you get your voters to the polls? And is the RNC helping you? Are you getting real help from grassroots organizations, Tea Party organizations, et cetera?
Everyone, the ground game is
gotta have it
like nothing I have ever seen. I mean, just from our team, we are knocking on 3,000 to 4,000 doors a day, and that doesn't include what the RNC is doing, what the NRCC is doing, and the other outside groups. We've had people come in from the Jacksonville, Florida GOP making calls. People coming in from all over Georgia to help us. In addition to motivated, energized Republicans who are not going to let Pelosi's handpicked kid take this seat.
Well, I think that in the end, the people of Georgia have to ask, you know, what kind of state do they want? What kind of country do they want? Do we want a Georgia where more and more decisions are made in Washington to determine the people's future? Or do they want to determine their own future, their own families, their own priorities? And if you want more power to go to the people, you have to vote for Karen Handel. You can't vote for this John Ossoff. That's just one more vote for a growing federal government, a global government. I mean, it's not a vote for independence, economic independence. And in the end, people have to determine, you know, their own destinies. And so I think that's
exactly right.
That's the most important thing of all. And Karen, as you look at the national tone of politics, and Georgia is an interesting state. There's been a lot of immigration into the state and a lot of movement from the northern parts of the United States into Georgia. What do you think about this nastiness in Washington and the Donald Trump's trying to burn down the planet and throwing elections with Vladimir Putin? I mean, the most outrageous things are being said.
Look, it's abundantly clear that Pelosi and the left in this so-called resistance movement are doing everything that they can to undermine our president. That is playing out here on the ground. The viciousness and the nastiness from the left is like nothing, candidly, Laura, that I have ever seen. Just the tactics that are being used, the divisiveness. And what I find so interesting is that the left loves to talk about tolerance, yet they are the most intolerant, unaccepting group of people that, have come along in a really, really long time. The resistance movement is all about intolerance and divisiveness.
And I think the great thing is that all the celebrities that came out to help Hillary, all the celebrity help, she got Katy Perry and, all these performers and Beyonce and all these people who came out for Hillary. Well, none of that helped. And so Ossoff, with zero experience, he has, singer Judy Collins. My gosh, she's a little long in the tooth. Chelsea Handler. Chelsea, Judy Collins, Chelsea Handler, John Leguizamo. I mean, I guess if that's what Georgia's all about, Hollywood, then.
Kathy Griffin, the comedian.
Oh, she was for Ossoff, Kathy Griffin?
Oh, sure.
Maybe she should.
Look, I mean, it just gets back to my earlier point that this is a group of people who are Nancy Pelosi's folks, resistance movement people from California, New York, and Massachusetts coming into the 6th District of Georgia and literally trying to buy a seat for this kid. And we're just not going to have it.
Well, I'm excited to see what happens. When is the vote? I should know this off the top of my head.
It's June 20th, and early voting is underway.
Oh, right now?
Yes, great. Absolutely. Started Tuesday.
All right. Fantastic. Get those people to the polls and make sure that if you're listening in Georgia, we've got a lot of listeners, 6th District, you got to get out there and vote. I mean, you do not want your future to be determined by Hollywood or the UN or the federal government. You guys in Georgia know exactly what you're doing for your own priorities. And Karen Handel will make sure that Washington doesn't keep growing at this obscene pace. Karen, we really appreciate you're putting yourself out there. It's not easy to be throwing yourself into the political ring like you're doing, and you've had a great record in Georgia, Secretary of State, and all the stuff you've done on the Board of Commissioners in Fulton County. And just thank you so much for spending some time. We really, really are cheering for you. We really hope you pull out a victory at the end of June. June 20th is the vote in Georgia. Karen, stay strong out there.
Today we're going to kick some ass off.
All right. I love it. Look, just the good thing. Look at it this way, Karen. The good thing is Kathy Griffin didn't hold up your head, bloody head, and you know, just give Ossoff an endorsement. You can use that idea, by the way. Karen, best
there
of luck.
Go.
We're cheering for you.
You're
take care. All right, we'll take a break on the Laura Ingraham Show. 855-40-LAURA. That's an endorsement you kind of don't want now, Kathy Griffin, don't you think? Pajama boy in Georgia? I don't think so. I've been to Georgia.